This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, won't you please take me home? Cliff Kingsbury is out as the Commanders' offensive coordinator, and I know a lot of people are throwing a lot of theories out there. I truly believe this boils down to Adam Peters and to some level Dan Quinn having major questions about Cliff's offense. I think there's a few factors. Run-pass balance is something we've talked about a lot. And ultimately, does this do enough? Does this offense do enough to maximize Jaden, but also protect Jaden? And Cliff's offense is different. It is not a typical NFL offense. And at times, QB runs are absolutely a part of this, probably in ways other systems aren't. Mm-hmm. And I think when you consider all that, you kind of land in this sort of situation. This team went 5-12. Now, if you look at the splits year to year, offensively has not been the big problem. The defense has been way worse. In 2024, Commanders offense averaged 373 yards, fifth in the NFL. This year, those numbers fell to 319, 22nd in the NFL. In 24, they scored 55 touchdowns. This year, that number dropped to 41. In 24, they were sixth in the NFL at 29 points per game. This year, that number dropped to 21, 22nd in the NFL. In 24, they averaged 149 rush yards per game. This year, the run game stayed strong. They were still fourth in the NFL in running, in rush yards per game.
Did the attempts go down?
I'd have to pull it. I kind of doubt it, but hold on. Let me pull that real quick. Rushing attempts on the season this year, they attempted 484 runs this year. Last year, remember that number, because you know I'm not going to. It was 484, I just said, right?
The 484 chances.
The attempts went way down, 526 to 484.
Yeah.
So they're still running the ball efficiently. And pass yards went way down, but it's the key stat I can't get past. Jaden played in 17 games last year and played in 7 this year.
That's the major one.
How much of the offensive demise this season is on coaching, and how much of it is on personnel?
I don't know if I can put an exact number, but it's definitely a combination. If I started off at 50-50, and then I move I think it's a common. I think the personnel is probably 55, coaching 45.
I think that's fair. I think you lose your quarterback, you lose a lot of things. I also think this isn't just about this year. I think it's about the vision for the long haul. Let's let some folks weigh in. We got a lot of folks on the line. Dave is in Charlottesville. Dave, Cliff is out. What do you think?
Bye. Never was crazy about him anyway. He's done the same thing everywhere he's gone. He's a brilliant mind, but this just doesn't work in the pros. It's not sustainable. I mean, Arizona did the same thing. Kyler Murray was amazing that year he had him. But then these D coordinators in the pros, man, their job is to figure things out. They had a whole year to watch what he did last year with Jaden and figure it out. They get millions of dollars to do this, or hundreds of thousands, whatever it is.
Millions, dog.
Yeah, millions. Yeah. They know hundreds.
Yeah, and they did do their job. I mean, if you don't adapt, they've got you the next year. It's the way it is. It's life. You have to be able to change. And my original point, too, was about the draft. I mean, we have limited picks. This is where this is a business where you got to prove your worth. AP is on the clock, as should we say. He gets to prove what he can do this year. You know, he went for the wrong. We all were in on it, but we went the wrong way this year. But he has to make magic this year. He cannot miss on these few picks we got. But I have an example of what we absolutely have to do, whether we pick it with our seventh pick. Oh, we trade down. That defensive pass rusher is everything, and it can make our we can get the most bang out of our buck with the picks that we do have. Because I don't know if y'all watch both games, but if you watch Pittsburgh back-to-back weeks against the Browns and then the Ravens, Myles Garrett wrecked Pittsburgh by himself 2 weeks ago. Aaron Rodgers was running for his life. They ran every play that was a pass away from the side he was on. It killed their offense. Mm-hmm. He absolutely killed their offense. He did not get a single sack that day.
You're not wrong. But we're going to keep it to Cliff, though. Thank you, brother. They need pass rushers. You're not
wrong.
They
need that. They need that.
I think that's a really interesting question. How much of this was Cliff's fault, and how much of it was the hand he was dealt? Especially, dude. It was so long ago that we've all kind of forgotten it. How important was Eckler to this offense? I mean, injuries were significant. But at the same time, did they run it enough? Did they stick with the run enough?
There were certain situations where I think that they passed the ball when they could have stuck to the run. And also when you're running the ball, it's a little different with the pass. Pass stops the clock. Pass gives the ball back to the other team a lot quicker. You know what I'm saying?
If you're trying to play complimentary football,
there you go.
Not only are you passing a lot, but you're also going no huddle.
See,
you're going up tempo.
You have to that up tempo and all of, and with the extra passing, you don't protect the other side of the ball. Come from?
Sure. It gets
here at Blue Apron. We know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a lot harder to play complimentary football in that capacity. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, Cliff is out.
Thank God and Christ or whoever else is involved. Because guess what, guys? Going against the grain like my man, the doctor's been saying. And I think, hey, they had a meeting and all bets were off. And don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Take that money and run, because that's what it's all about, according to them. Not the guys who love this team and want them to win. So if you ain't part of the burgundy and gold, AMF, my friend. And that's the way I feel about it, B. And that's the way I feel about it, JP. Because I think that's what was happening.
Appreciate
you. Know,
you.
And like the earlier caller said, behind the eight ball is a good term to use today, because guess what? We just saw what happens to a good coach with a good heart when he loses, lost both his coordinators, because he's sitting at home with the old dead skins this postseason, guys. So think what you want to say what you want, but I'm going to root for my team, and I'm going to be a realist like Mr. Mitchell is. And you have to be honest with yourself and with people you talk to it about, and I appreciate that, Brian. I really do. And you too, JP. I'm not selling you short.
You're good,
either,
bro.
Brother.
Appreciate you, Mark. Take care, bud.
As far as rabble-rousing about the speech yesterday, well, man, you can make anything out of anything somebody says if you don't ask them delineation. And I didn't hear a whole lot of that. You were there, JP. You're just asking questions like everybody else, but you ask a good one.
Thanks,
I'll get
bud.
Off here because I've been on the phone waiting for you guys for over an hour, so
right,
I know there's other people waiting too, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. Thank you. Yeah, I think, you know, there were some that were like, I saw on social media last night, like, oh, man, you guys are reading too much into the DQ stuff. I think that decision was probably made Sunday night, honestly. And I think, frankly, I went back and looked. Dan was asked about Cliff leading into the Eagles game, and he did the same thing and just talked around it.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly go back to Minnesota when they ran three straight times at the goal line. I go back to Seattle when you call. Maybe Jaden shouldn't have been in the game. We could probably all agree at that. But you shouldn't have called an RPO down 30.
100.
Let's go to our guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up,
Pick?
Hey, what's good? Hey, B. Mitch, you said it earlier, man. You said it like Cliff doesn't protect his quarterback. You got a second-year quarterback who, yeah, I mean, he's just a second-year quarterback. You can't put everything on him. And then I'm going to look at it like this, JP. The most healthiest room that you had, your two healthiest rooms was your offensive line and your running back room. How many times did you run the ball more than you passed the ball? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even talking about the Dallas game when you went in down your top three receivers because they stacked the box and dared you to beat them with your 4, 5, and 6 wide receivers. But I'm looking at all the other games where you had Debo and Christian McCaffrey brother as your 1 and 2 and Jalen Lane. You know what I mean? But run the ball. You had your 2, 3, and 4 running back all year, a healthy offensive line, and you didn't run the ball more than you ran the ball. I mean, more than you passed the ball. So, see you later, Cliff. And we all knew that the D coordinator was out of here. It was just a matter of time. Now we start looking for better coordinators that know how to protect a second year going into a third year quarterback and get them under center. Give them some boots. Give them some, not RPOs where you're putting them in danger, but some quick game. You know, things that don't put everything in his hand. I appreciate y'all for taking my call. I know y'all got more callers, man. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Just to Pick's point, because I know a lot of folks are going to say this. The numbers bear out that it was pretty balanced. There were 469 pass attempts, 484 rush attempts. Over the course of, that's almost 1,000 plays. I'm sorry, it's a little over 900 plays, 950, whatever you want to call it. Pretty damn close to even. It's probably a 48-52 split.
And I hear that all the time about.
Now, some of those rushing attempts are from the quarterback.
You don't have to be balanced. If a game entails you run the ball more than you pass it, you don't have to be balanced in that game. Run the ball. If the play necessary is a run, run the ball. I always hear like people, you got to be balanced. No, you don't. You don't want to be 60. I mean, you don't want to be 80-20, but you damn sure don't have to be 50-50.
I just can't. Cliff being gone is not a surprise, and I can understand the case for it, especially thinking long term, right?
Yeah.
Personnel versus coaching, I think, is pretty damn interesting in this because what they did this year offensively wasn't great, but it was significantly better than the defense. They still ran the ball quite well, and they were down a lot. You know what I mean? Like, he did a decent job this year of making chicken salad out of chicken feathers in a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
I also think this was written. I don't think there should be any surprise. We're going to keep the phone lines going. What should be awesome, and I appreciate him doing it, Sam Cosmi is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll get to hear from a player on the team now that there's going to be a new offensive coordinator coming to town. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. JP Finley here for the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. Of course, I'm talking about Metropolitan Moving and Storage. When I had everything going on with my house, we had to pack stuff up, move it out to get construction done. You know who stepped in? My boy, Justin McCarty from Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Within hours, he had boxes at my house. He connected me with contractors. That's the kind of service you get from these guys because they're local. They've been here. They've done this in the D.C. area for 3 decades. They're going to give you the best advice. They'll give you the best moving, whether it's local or long distance, whether it's residential or commercial. They've got everything you need. They can help you stage your home if you're looking to sell it. They can pack your boxes for you. They can do any sort of custom moving needs you have. And you will never share a truck space on a long distance move. That means you get a pinpoint delivery date at the time of your choosing. The best and most efficient way to move long distance, period. Metropolitan Moving and Storage has East Coast Express service. No one gets you there better and faster than my boys at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Take it from me, I've known Justin and John since high school. These guys have built this business the right way by taking care of their customers. Call 301-279-0090. That's 301-279-0090. Or you can check them out online at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? done well. Deck upgrades, done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.